What if I told you the funniest business stories usually start with a serious problem? A missed lead, a broken spreadsheet, a customer complaint that somehow becomes a six email chain. And now with AI, those same problems can either turn into smooth systems or absolute chaos with better branding. Today, I'm going to share funny stories from real-world B2B AI workflows for small businesses. And more importantly, what those stories teach us about using tools like ChatGPT, Claude, Zapier, Make, HubSpot, Airtable, Notion AI, and Slack without creating a digital circus in your company. Welcome to LeanOps AI, where we make small business operations simpler, smarter, and a lot less painful. If you run a small business, you do not need more hype about AI. You need workflows that save time, reduce mistakes, and actually fit into your day-to-day operations. So in this video, I'm not just telling funny stories for entertainment. I'm using them to show you where AI workflows go wrong, where they go right, and how to build them the practical way. By the end, you'll know how to avoid the most common AI workflow mistakes, how to automate the boring stuff without breaking your business, and how to use AI to make your team look weirdly organized in the best possible way. Let's start with a classic small business disaster. A service company was getting leads from a website form, and the owner thought, "Great, let's automate this." So they connected their form to Zapier, then to ChatGPT, then to Slack, then to their CRM. The idea was simple. When a lead comes in, AI writes a summary, assigns a lead score, and sends the right alert to the sales team. Sounds smart, right? Except the form field for company name was empty on half the submissions. So ChatGPT started producing lead summaries like, "Potential client from an unspecified organization may need help with something important." Which is technically true, but not exactly sales gold. Then one lead came in with the name NA, and the workflow dutifully treated it like a serious prospect. Slack got an alert. The rep called. The voicemail greeting turned out to be a fax machine. Yes, somehow a fax machine still exists in business. The lesson here is simple. AI is only as good as the inputs you give it. Before you automate, clean your form data. Make key fields required. Use validation in Typeform, Tally, or your website form. Then use Zapier or Make to send the lead to ChatGPT or Claude for summarization. A better workflow looks like this. Website form to Airtable or HubSpot, then trigger a cleanup step, then AI generates a short summary, then Slack notifies the right rep, and finally the lead gets routed based on industry, company size, or urgency. Funny story, but it shows a serious point. If your input data is sloppy, AI will just automate the sloppiness faster. Here's another one. A small agency wanted to automate invoice follow-ups. They used ChatGPT to draft polite payment reminders. Great idea. The first version sounded professional, clear, and respectful. The second version sounded like a Victorian butler who had been personally offended by late payment. It said something like, "We trust this message finds you in a state of financial readiness to honor the obligations previously agreed upon." That email was never sent, thankfully, but it got approved internally because everyone was laughing too hard to notice that the tone had drifted into comedy. This is where AI tools need guardrails. If you're using ChatGPT, Claude, or Gemini to draft client messages, always give them tone instructions, examples, and limits. Better yet, use templates. For example, build a workflow in Notion or Airtable with three versions of payment reminders, friendly, firm, and final notice. Then have AI fill in only the personalized parts like invoice number, due date, and client name. That keeps the message on brand and prevents the robot butler problem. You can also use tools like HubSpot, QuickBooks, or Xero with automation platforms like Zapier or Make to trigger reminders based on due dates. AI should help write the message, not invent a new personality. The big takeaway, when AI writes customer communication, constrain it. Don't ask for magic. Ask for consistency. One small business tried adding an AI assistant to handle basic customer questions. They used a knowledge base, connected it through intercom, and let the bot answer common questions about pricing, shipping, and scheduling. For the first 2 days, it was amazing. Then someone asked, "Can I reschedule my appointment?" And the bot said, "Absolutely, I can help with that." Followed by a 5-paragraph explanation of the history of rescheduling as a concept. Another customer asked about refund policy, and the bot replied with a full philosophical interpretation of fairness, customer loyalty, and the social contract of commerce. Helpful? Technically? Efficient? not even close. This is a common AI workflow mistake. The model knows too much and follows the prompt too loosely. The fix is to narrow the task. If you're building a support workflow, do not let the AI do everything at once. Split it into steps. Step 1. Classify the request using a simple label like billing, scheduling, or technical issue. Step 2. Pull the correct answer from a trusted source such as Help Scout, Intercom Articles, or a Notion knowledge base. Step 3. Generate a short reply in your brand tone. Step 4. If confidence is low, escalate to a human. That workflow can be built in Make, Zapier, or even N8N if you want more control. You can use OpenAI or Claude for classification and drafting, but keep the source of truth in your own documentation. The funny version is that the bot became a guest lecturer. The practical lesson is that support automation works best when the AI is doing narrow jobs, not improv comedy. A sales team wanted help with follow-ups after discovery calls. They used Otter, AI or Fireflies to transcribe calls, then asked ChatGPT to draft the next email. Beautiful setup. Very modern. Very efficient. Until one rep sent a follow-up that said, "Great speaking with you about your interest in enterprise transformation." The problem was the call had actually been with a 12-person plumbing company that just wanted help with appointment reminders and missed call follow-up. Now, enterprise transformation is not exactly a phrase that makes a small business owner feel understood. This happened because the AI saw too much abstract sales language in the transcript and wrote back in the wrong tone. It wasn't malicious, it was just trying too hard. The fix is to feed the AI structured notes, not just raw transcripts. A much better workflow is this. After the call, use Firefly's Otter or Zoom AI companion to capture the transcript. Then create a short summary template with fields like business type, pain points, budget level, urgency, next step, and objections. Have the rep review and clean those notes for 30 seconds, then send them to ChatGPT or Claude to draft the follow-up. If you use HubSpot, you can store those fields in deal properties. Then you can automate the follow-up based on deal stage. This gives you better emails, less weird language, and fewer accidental mentions of enterprise synergy to a local bakery. Here's a favorite. A founder wanted a dashboard that showed everything. Leads, revenue, open tasks, team workload, support issues, content status, and weekly KPI trends. So they built one in Airtable, connected it to Looker Studio, and added AI summaries using ChatGPT. At first, it looked impressive. Then every Monday morning, the team spent 20 minutes reading the dashboard summary instead of doing the work the dashboard was supposed to help them do. That's the danger of over-automating reporting. If the report becomes a ritual, you've created a performance, not a process. The solution is to make AI summaries more useful and less theatrical. Try this workflow. Send raw data from Airtable, Google Sheets, or HubSpot into an automation tool like Make. Then ask AI to answer only 3 questions. What changed? What needs attention? What action should we take next? That kind of summary is short, practical, and decision-focused. For example, instead of a paragraph that says, "Lead volume fluctuated compared to previous periods," you want, "Lead volume dropped 18% this week, mostly from paid search. Check campaign spend and landing page conversion before Friday." That's the difference between a dashboard that looks smart and a workflow that actually helps. Not every funny AI story ends in disaster. Some end in, "Wait, this actually worked way better than we expected." A small marketing agency was struggling to publish content consistently. The founder kept saying they needed a content system, but in reality, they had a pile of ideas scattered across Slack, Notion, email, and random voice notes. So they built a simple AI workflow. Step 1, collect ideas in Notion. Step 2, use Notion AI or ChatGPT to expand each idea into a rough outline. Step 3, use Claude to clean up the structure and generate a first draft. Step 4, have a human editor review for accuracy, tone, and business relevance. Step 5, use Zapier to push approved content into the publishing workflow. The funny part was that the team started acting like they had a giant content department when really they had a few good tools and a clear process. One person joked that the AI made them look enterprise level, which is business speak for, "We finally stopped being chaotic." And that's the real opportunity for small businesses. AI does not have to be flashy. It just has to remove friction. If you want to avoid your own AI horror story, here's the simple framework. First, define the task clearly. AI is best at one job at a time. Summarize, classify, draft, route, or extract. Second, use clean inputs. Validate forms. Standardize fields. Make sure your data is usable before it reaches the model. Third, keep a human approval step for anything customer-facing, financial, or strategic. Fourth, use your tools in layers. For example, Google Forms or Typeform collects the data, Airtable or HubSpot stores it, Zapier or MakeRoots it, ChatGPT or Claude handles the language, and Slack or email delivers the result. Fifth, test with ridiculous edge cases. Try blank fields, duplicate leads, bad phone numbers, sarcastic support tickets, and confusing requests. If your workflow survives those, it's probably ready. And sixth, measure the outcome. Did you save time? Did you reduce errors? Did response speed improve? Did sales follow-up get better? If not, the workflow may be entertaining, but it is not helping. A good AI workflow should feel a little boring after the setup is done. That's the goal. So let's pull it all together. The funny stories are funny because they reveal the truth about AI in small business. When inputs are messy, outputs get weird. When prompts are vague, messages drift. When automation is too broad, the workflow becomes a chaos machine. But when you use the right tools in the right order, AI becomes incredibly practical. Use ChatGPT or Claude for drafting and summarizing. Use Zapier, Make, or N8N to connect the steps. Use HubSpot, Airtable, Notion, QuickBooks, or your CRM as the system of record. Use Firefly's Otter or Zoom AI Companion to capture conversations. And always keep a human in the loop where accuracy and judgment matter. That's how small businesses win with AI. Not by making everything futuristic, by making the work easier, faster, and less ridiculous. If you enjoyed these funny AI workflow stories, subscribe to LeanOps AI for more practical breakdowns on AI tools, automation, and small business operations. And I want to hear from you. What's the funniest AI mistake you've seen in your business or workplace? Drop it in the comments. I read them. And honestly, they're usually better than the examples I can make up. In the next video, I'm going to show you the most useful AI workflows for small businesses that take less than 30 minutes to set up, and how to avoid the hidden mistakes that waste time instead of saving it. If you want AI to actually help your business, that next one is the one to watch.